From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I said to myself today that I was not going to get angry. That I was going to stay focused, and I didn't, because I know it's coming. They've been preparing post 9/11 to take over every street corner, every cafe, every grocery store, the 9,000 telescreens in public parks, Walmarts, malls are going in saying, spy on your neighbors. This is going to be the program, the reign of terror in America. They will go in and shoot up malls, just like the dry run they did in Mumbai, and got caught. Even came out in the Chicago Tribune and other papers that the leader of the Mumbai attacks was reportedly a CIA officer. And we knew that at the time. The head of Indian intelligence came out and said that. We're big enemies with the Pakistanis. Had no reason to lie. And they have a bunch of troops attack and shoot up people at malls, and then they grab some drugged up patsy and present them to the news cameras. And it was admittedly that they were on PCP, LSD, and a bunch of other drugs. The guys they killed and the one guy they found alive didn't even know who he was. I mean, they just fully wiped his brain. You just take an electroshock, drugged out person that thinks they're Mickey Mouse, and that's your guy. This is how they do it. They go in, shoot a bunch of people, kill a couple of the patsies, have one that's had their memory wiped with electricity being run across the frontal lobe, a passive lobotomy, hop them up on drugs. It's the end of it. That's how they do it. And they dry runned it, and they did the dry run in Mumbai a few years ago. And it's a full, giant Manhattan Project level secret program that is partially unsecret because of all the documents we've gotten and what's been leaked, that they've got every cop in a detective and above intelligence unit level shaking in abject fear of imminent attacks on their police stations, substations, and malls. And that's why they're just scared to death, shaking in their boots. And Adam Gadon, the ADL grandson, is just up there like we're a bunch of idiots. Staged, managed with his anti-gun, anti-assault weapon, anti-gun show. And by the way, they keep releasing all our people. Thank you, Obama, for releasing the terrorist. And it's all only about a millimeter thick. The propaganda is flimsy. Yeah, they've been taking young people in, training them, and then sending them to Libya and other areas and to be double agents. That's all admitted. See, all of this is actually admitted in plain view. It's just they're counting on you not having the background, not having the information, or not having the courage to stand up and talk about it. The truth is America is a good country. The truth is the globalists don't have control over everything. And we're on AM and FM. We're reaching more people. Other folks are understanding this. Other people are figuring out what's happening. And the game is almost up. We're getting closer and closer and closer and closer to being able to expose the globalist. Very, 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 very exciting things are happening. But history is being made. And this is a hot tyranny we face. This is a horrible population reduction, eugenics, anti-family, re-engineering of society. This is full-spectrum dominance over humanity. Now, when we come back, I have got a lot of really important news coming up. We got news in Fukushima. More explosions, more fires, more radiation only gets higher and higher. Our media has almost no news on it. We have some incredible economic news. We have just absolutely amazing news on the front with the banksters and the fight against those guys and the tyranny that they are engaged in. So that is coming up as well. Also, another false flag. I predicted it. It's not hard to predict that when they try to pass the Cybersecurity Act to totally take over the web and start phasing out freedom on the web in their own words, that they would launch massive hack attacks against their own facilities. And that's what ABC News is reporting. China calls U.S. culprit in global internet war. And then in other articles, they admit they've recruited hackers to attack people that don't buy into their global warming fraud. That's exactly what Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, called for 2 years ago. We're going to be breaking all that down and more. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You have found at the front lines of the info war. Please spread the word about the transmission.
It could never happen in a... GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm the keynote speaker in New York City this coming Saturday before the main corporate CEOs of talk radio. Former keynote speakers have been Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. Sean Hannity will be there and others. And I'm just going to go, you know, they want me there to explain how I become so popular, how I reach millions and millions of people every day, and why we're growing so fast, and I'm just going to break it down for them. But the mere fact that I'm being summoned there, and I'm more than happy to go talk to them, shows the fact that people are really starting to wake up in this country. All of you good old boys, all you people out there that think you're wealthy and think you're powerful, you're going to be robbed by this system as well. This is a ruthless global crime syndicate that sees independent wealth as a threat. And a lot of you that have bought into the establishment view of things, you're starting to wake up, and that's good. Because if we don't wake up, horrors are going to be revisited on this world that are going to make World War II look like a cakewalk, look like a Boy Scout event. Okay. Max Kaiser coming up in T-minus 23 minutes, so I need to get into this news right now. Before I get into some good news on the economy, here's the bad news. And again, we told you all this was coming. 11 years ago, I had economists on, actually 12 years ago, George Humphrey and others, breaking down that the private banks were going from fractional reserve banking for every dollar or euro you deposit, they could loan out 10, to for every dollar, they could loan out infinity. And with that, they get real assets. Now, does that sound like a free or fair market or equitable or level playing field? No, obviously not. Now, these same guys have created 1.5 quadrillion, you heard me right, 1,500 trillion conservatively in fake funny money. And they go buy off the politicians in the U.S., Greece, Portugal, Spain, all of them on record. And same thing in Iceland, turned out over 90% of the debt was not owed by the people of Iceland. And it turns out that their banking ministers had sold them out. And Iceland said, no, we're not paying it back. Now, Ireland and others, they went under globalist control. And in almost every one of those countries, Ireland, Greece, it's former Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. They're the two big kingpin leaders of the six global mega banks, four domestically. And they're the guys that have their former executives as the presidents, prime ministers, and banking heads. Just like it was former Goldman Sachs head here as the Treasury with the banker takeover in 2008. So this is a mafia. Now, this mafia, all over the United States and in Europe, take homes that are 100% paid for that they don't even have deeds for. We told you about this many years ago. Now they call it mortgage gate. Again, we're not conspiracy theorists. We're informed. The system, when you question them or point out something that's not widely known, wants to keep people from thinking, so they say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, honey. Move on. No, questioning is not a conspiracy theory when you know the federal and state law, and they were taking houses more than 10 years ago. One of our IT guys had his home taken. They didn't have the deed. I went and saw the court case. I was there when they took his house. They didn't have the deed. They shouldn't have got the house. They got it. It wasn't even theirs. But they're the big banks. Why? Why? They wear suits. They couldn't be crooks. Why, the Federal Reserve funds my local Rotary Club and the Elks Club. Why, they're good guys. I get invited down to the regional bank. Yeah, I feel important. They give me business deals. Yeah, because they're a mafia. China has divested 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills. CNS News. Oh, that now the Federal Reserve's monetizing 75% of the national debt. That's created for a dollar to be created, a dollar of debt to the private banking cartel, their consortium, the Federal Reserve, has created. That's good business if you can get it. Let me read this one. Summer job bummer. Teen unemployment, 24%. CBS News. Try average unemployment, 24. Not 9.1. Delinquent homeowners to get mortgage aid from government. Obama said this 2 years ago. It's a total lie. U.S. house price fall beats Great Depression slide. London Independent, worse than Great Depression numbers. They break it down. But I heard we've been in a big recovery. Why, the economy's booming. Because they say so. Don't question that or you're a conspiracy theorist. Doesn't matter if every private brokerage firm and group says unemployment's been above 22% for 3 years. The government says it's 9.1. So don't be a conspiracy theorist. It doesn't matter if everybody knows it's above 20. It doesn't matter if it's above 33 in California, above 50% in Detroit. They say it's 11% in Detroit. Bleak teen jobs outlook, 25% unemployment, Christian Science Monitor. Okay, so what's the good news I've got here for you? Bank of America gets padlocked after homeowner forecloses on it. And it turns out they paid for their house in cash, had it for years, but see, here's the thing. Bank of America sold derivatives to the Chinese, and they sold them that house. Because many years ago, somebody else had it, and they didn't care. See, if you're going to engage in all this fraud, why not just put houses in there you don't even know? Don't even own. How many times have you heard, home taken, and the people sit there and whine and cry and go to the courts, and the courts say, we don't care if it's fully paid for, they don't have the deed, we're taking it. But see, politically, the judges started getting thrown out. The little crooks started getting thrown out. So now they're not doing that as much anymore. We have the political will. We realize these little bald-headed freaks in suits, just because they're 70 years old, doesn't mean they're not criminals. Women thought Ted Bundy was nice because he was wearing a suit. He tortured them to death. Wake up to that. So here it is, the invincibility of the Federal Reserve, the invincibility of Bank of America, one of the private shareholders of it, thinking they could take a house, and even when the court ruled, give them their house back. You don't owe it. You don't own it. You never had a deed. It's paid for. Bank of America said, we're too big to fail. It's ours. And the court said, your bank goes to these people now. Until that bank got on the phone with their boss and they said, give them the money. We'll move on to other slaves that don't know what's happening. And Bank of America tried this with me almost a decade ago. Bank of America sent me a letter and said, we're going to start procedure to take your house. Your escrow isn't here because they bought my mortgage. And I had to go out and get a stinking lawyer. And as soon as they knew I knew what I was doing, they dropped it. But some old lady, all these old people getting their houses taken, they don't know what to do. Oh, but Bank of America wouldn't do that to us. Just like Prudential wouldn't sign a deal with other big insurance companies to take all the death benefits of the troops secretly with the VA 11 years ago, now admitted. Grow up, grow up, grow up. This banking cartel doesn't produce anything. They don't loan anything real. They make it up out of nothing. Now, in case you think I'm joking, let's start playing this clip as we go to break. Here it is, CBS News with the bank taking houses that they never even had a deed and never even thought they owned. They thought because they had little pointy-headed lawyers and because they were the big banker that everybody would just give them the house. And if the people tried to keep their house, they just call a SWAT team over. But we're going to teach the SWAT team what crooks you are. Your little filthy games over, scum. Play the tape.
Movers, a truck, and an armed deputy, all while a nervous homeowner stands by and waits. This is normally what you'd see when a person's being foreclosed on and their property seized by a bank. But today, it's the other way around.
They've ignored our calls, ignored our letters. Legally, this is the next step to get my clients compensated.
A Collier County judge said Bank of America had to pay Maureen Nyerges and her husband's legal fees after the bank tried to foreclose on their Golden Gate Estates property, but they paid cash. The courts agreed they never had a mortgage to begin with. After more than 5 months, the bank still hadn't paid up. So the homeowner's attorney did just what the bank would do to get their money, seize their assets.
I instructed the deputy to go in and take desks, computers, copiers, filing cabinets, including cash in the drawers.
Outside the bank, several deputies stood by with movers ready to start hauling out the bank's office supplies and furniture. Inside, the homeowner's attorney was locked out of the bank manager's office by deputies while the bank manager tried to figure out what to do.
He was visibly shaken. Having two sheriff's deputies sitting across your desk and a lawyer standing up behind them, demanding whatever assets are in the bank, it can be intimidating. But so is having your home foreclosed on when it's wasn't right.
After about an hour, the bank finally cut a check.
As a foreclosure...
All right, we'll be back. So, the cops and the courts did their job. Now, how arrogant do these banks think they are? How invincible? The news is they're not invincible. Now, when we come back, we're going to explain their master plan for world government. It's public.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Two segments. Okay. Imagine my horror. Imagine my frustration. I really owe so much of where I'm at today because my parents are such voracious readers, and lying around the house were stacks of history books. Really, my mother's favorite thing to read. My dad also likes to read that, but he likes Lily L'Amour, science fiction, philosophy, but. And I was a jock, I was the whole nine yards. I wasn't what you call a bookworm, but I was a bookworm. I started reading history books. And because I read hundreds of history books, well, from the time I could read, they had all those Time Life, World War I, World War II, Time Life, Western historical, color, illustrated, leather-bound books. That was the one thing my dad would buy. When I was a kid, I'd be watching TV and I'd say, I want those books. I want those books. Just our whole house was full of books. And a lot of times I'd say, I want that toy or I want that bike. And, they didn't really spoil me. But when it came to books, I knew I could get them. So they would just give me unlimited. And so I knew so much history that by the time I was in high school, they were telling me how bad America was and how bad the Second Amendment was. And by the time I went to college for a couple of years and thought, I'm paying to be brainwashed. No, thank you. I had an understanding of what was happening. And then it got even more horrifying because I'd studied the history of banking and money changing and the goldsmiths and all the manipulation in ancient Europe and all the wars that were started over it. And then I learned that some of the very families involved in that were running things today. And this is in mainline history. They just know the general public isn't into history. It freaked me out. And then I saw them get rid of Glass-Steagall in 99. And I was already on air, of course, for 4 or 5 years then. And I was just wanted to warn people because I knew that they were going from 10 times banking manipulation for every dollar to unlimited. And then I was reading IMF World Bank documents, watching C-SPAN, watching Davos Switzerland meetings on C-SPAN, where they were openly announcing, we're going to have a global carbon tax. We're going to tax all human activity. Then only our friends will be able to operate. Only our companies will control the regulators. And I was just warning people. Ken Lay in 95 with Al Gore came up with the idea of the carbon trading because they couldn't get the direct tax. In fact, get that next clip ready, please, Obama's commerce nominee, cap and trade good for hiding carbon taxes. We actually have the video of him saying it. And he says, people don't like taxes. They don't like new taxes on energy. So this is a way to hide it. I mean, you can't make this up. And I've had David Rothschild on, heir to the Rothschild fortune, 3 years ago. It's an endgame. And I said, you want a carbon tax? And he laughed and said, there's no such thing as a carbon tax, even though he'd been on TV before that promoting it. And you'd think, how arrogant, but it's about lying to the audience. It's about insulting you. He's only targeting those that don't know and hoping they're ignorant, see? That's what they're counting on. They're counting on you staying out of the game. They're counting on you not being involved. They're counting on you not knowing what's going on. So imagine the carbon cycle, sunlight, water, carbon dioxide and oxygen, those are the four things that cause life on this planet. If they can tax carbon dioxide, folks, it's over. Well, they're already doing it. And again, only General Electric's allowed to build new plants now. Everybody else isn't or is being shut down because now they say carbon dioxide is evil. Just like Obama's friends, thousands of major companies, including McDonald's, they don't have to get insurance. Your hamburger shop does. Whataburger here in Texas, it doesn't get a waiver. McDonald's does. The Whataburger is going to go up in price. The McDonald's is going to go down. That's why McDonald's, half the new hires last month were McDonald's. See, in a managed economy, only the Walmarts who have the inside deal with the Chinese communists, only the McDonald's who have the inside deal, only the General Electrics who have the inside deal can operate. It's called crony fascistic capitalism, not free market, the opposite. What did the founder of the Rockefeller family say, John D. Rockefeller? Competition is a sin. Now listen, China calls U.S. culprit in global internet war. Well, of course it is. And here's a CNN article. Hackers gather around the globe to fight climate change, and it's run by NASA, the federal government, Google and Microsoft and Yahoo to attack people that don't agree with the global carbon taxes. Now, you notice all these hack attacks are getting launched right as they try to pass cybersecurity, which admittedly gives Obama the internet kill switch. Right as the UN tries to pass global regulations to shut down free speech that White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein's openly called for the hackers attack. Obama ships guns to Mexico to get your guns. I predicted it. Now they've announced it. You see how they stage everything, folks. Sarkozy seeks global net rules at UN meeting, Wall Street Journal. Okay, now getting back to their global tax, how are they going to fund this? And again, I saw this 10, 12 years ago. It was official that the IMF and World Bank, they're the global private Federal Reserve holding shell corporation. Same group. They said, we're going to tax everything you do, and we're going to run everybody out of business. Post-industrial world is what they call it. Here it is, Reuters. World Bank suggests CO2 levy on jet and shipping fuel. At the wellhead, total global tax paid to them, Reuters. And you go read the IMF World Bank announcements, they say a global governance run by the Bank of the World that all nations serve. It's been announced over and over again. You try to tell a yuppie that in the street, they laugh because they're into being stylish, and they've been told for decades, kooks talk about world government. Ahead of it being announced, now that it's announced, they're like a deer in the headlights, hesitating, while the very member banks of the IMF and World Bank, Bank of America, Wells, all of them have been caught doing it, taking homes they have no deed to that are paid off that they never had any part of. This is the same group. Okay, grow up. Here is a clip. Here is a clip of Obama's commerce nominee, cap and trade, good for hiding carbon taxes. Hiding. Oh, guess what WikiLeaks just released? What we already had from Judicial Watch 4 years ago in Endgame, my film. That they already set up the North American Union in secret, and the number one agenda was to keep it secret from you. We were merged in 2007 with the European Union. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and America's been gone a long time. Only by admitting it can America come back. Here they are saying the Obama administration, John Bryson, president's nominee to head up Commerce Department, saying we got to hide our tax as cap and trade. Here it is.
For Project Catalyst Network said, focusing on the next decade, which is what I said I would focus on, energy efficiency steps, if fully exploited, very hard to do, okay? But if fully exploited, and I believe the model I've suggested can contribute in a big ways to actually getting the job done, but if fully exploited, the energy efficiency opportunity would provide about one-third of what project catalyst.
Okay, folks, stop it right there. It's an 8-minute video. I forgot to cue it up before the show to the part where he says it, but you can actually just go read the quotes and watch the full video at CNS News. We have it linked on InfoWars. Obama's commerce nominee, cap and trade, good for hiding carbon taxes. Greenhouse gas legislation, either way, tax or with cap and trade, which is more competitive way of getting it done. The advantage politically of sort of hiding the fact that you have a tax, but that's what you're trying to do. And he goes on to say, taxes on energy are unpopular, but that's how we sneak it through. That's how we sneak it through. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com.
Thyroid KI is a super-strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I am live. And we are back, of course, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. One of my IT folks just brought me the Shoutcast report. For about 4 years, we've been the number one radio show on the internet, according to Shoutcast and Google Analytics. This is just in from the month of May. We had 24,753,204 substantive tune-ins. So 24,700,000+ people tuned in just over the free audio streams. Getting close to 600,000 a day listening to the free podcast. That's kind of an old design podcast. We need to revamp the way you get delivery of it on the listen page at InfoWars.com. And we're very, very excited about that. It shows how successful the message of liberty is. Look at Ron Paul, you know, 3 years ago, not getting much traction. Now, number two in most of the polls and Republican candidates. Look at Max Kaiser with his shows on BBC, RT, Press TV, getting ready to go to Greece and speak to over 100,000 people. Headline, Greece austerity protest grows. The people learn about the Goldman Sachs swindle. Same group. We have Bank of America gets padlocked after homeowner forecloses on it. By the way, if you want to see those Shoutcast numbers, just go to the top of Shoutcast and click their statistics, number one. Not just in talk radio, period. Music. We're only live 3 hours a day, folks, and be everything combined. Side issue, sorry. That's why I'm the keynote speaker at Talkers. Again, normally I don't talk about this stuff, but it's a signet, a logo, a sign of liberty rising. Very exciting. But to go over all the financial news here with us is Max Kaiser, who's also the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system. He's a virtual specialist technology inventor used on many of the stock exchanges worldwide, MaxKaiser.com. Max, before you go any further, though, your rant that we linked up to Saturday on InfoWars.com when you were on International RT, where you have a show but you were a guest, breaking down, and I'd seen this in the news, but billions and billions, they say 7 to 10 billion of Gaddafi's money invested with the big banks, he even got some of the bailout money we now learn, has disappeared. And of course, they said no ground invasion. They said the bombs were love bombs and kinetic. Now we know ground troops are there. So break down where the banksters are right now and what they're up to.
Well, it all goes back to, by the way, thanks for having me on the show. It all goes back to 2004, if you remember, Tony Blair was over in Libya and making nice with Gaddafi and welcoming him back to the world community, and he was going to dismantle his weapons of terror. And at that time, Tony Blair was still the Prime Minister of Britain, but he already had his eye on his post Prime Ministerial job, which was to join the board of directors of J.P. Morgan, which he now is part of J.P. Morgan. He started that job on the second week after leaving number 10 Downing Street. But back in 2004, when he's in Libya, he's already basically setting the table for these banksters to come in, like Goldman Sachs and Societe Generale, who, incidentally, those two banks got huge bailout money during the 2008 bailout period. So Tony Blair set the table, he set up the deals, and then we left his job as Prime Minister of Britain.
He went into the revolving door.
He starts to make introductions, and of course Libya has this huge sovereign wealth fund that they accumulated being in the oil business, and Goldman Sachs swoops in there, and they say, yeah, we'll manage part of this business, $1 billion or more of the business, and they managed to blow through 98% of that account by just spinning the sovereign wealth fund, as any of these banksters do when they get a hold of large chunks of money. So they engaged in weapons of mass financial destruction, and they blew $1 billion of that money. Also here in France, Societe Generale, they got a hold of $1 billion. They lost 75-80% of that money, churning and burning, doing trades and engaged, and at the same time getting bailout money from all the
so they made a deal
that give them billions, and then they turn around and lose that money. Then they go into Libya and take that money, and they're all feeding themselves these huge bonuses. And so it's all Tony Blair's involved, the bankers are involved, the politics have merged with the banks, and they are this global establishment, this cartel that uses their influence to strong-arm their way into these economies. And I would imagine once they blow up Gaddafi, once they kill him, then, of course, they don't have to worry about any lawsuit. Similarly, remember Saddam Hussein, who started trading his oil in euros, they killed him. They don't like the leader of Iran because he's talking about trading oil in euros. So, of course, he's been targeted for some kind of action by military forces. So if you step out of line, they will come in there and they will assassinate you, or they'll just come in there and start managing your money like they do for pension accounts all over America and Great Britain, losing billions and billions of dollars engaged in all their fraudulent trading, and it's all subsidized by the taxpayer. And anytime they make a mistake, they strong-arm the Congress, as was done in 2008, to give them billions and billions more of bailout money. So it's a mafia cartel. It's global, and Gaddafi is the latest victim.
Max, expanding on that, we have the Senate committee saying clearly Goldman Sachs lied again. Crimes have been committed. More subpoenas are going around. The problem is almost the entire Treasury and federal government at the management level are former Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan or Bank of America or Wells Fargo alumni, Citibank, all of the usual suspects, the private Federal Reserve shareholders, and they've also put their people in over Greece, over Ireland, over Iceland, over Portugal, and everywhere they have their people in, they loot and steal everything. And we did learn in Iceland, of course, you were there a few years before this happened at a bar with them. They were bragging to you that over 90% of the debt was not owed by the people. It was owed by the bankers. And so this is coup d'etat by bankers, world government by bankers. But more and more people are standing up to them. You're about to go to Greece. Tell us about the resistance to these people mounting worldwide.
Well, you see, in Greece, there's a protest today, the biggest so far. I just got news from somebody who was at the protest who said the numbers are closer to 250,000 in Parliament Square, and they are identifying clearly the enemy as the bankers. And the government has been involved in really an unbelievably atrocious act of what many in Greece are now calling treason. When he came to power, going back in 2009, he immediately sold a billion in credit default swaps to his friends in Credit Suisse, Swiss banks, and other cronies in Greece. Within 5 months, when the IMF came in and said, well, we're going to have to start rearranging the furniture here, though that particular trade was worth $27 billion. And so he knowingly put $20 billion or so of profits into the pockets of his cronies. And that's $20 billion, if it were on the books of Greece today, would pay down most of their debt problems. So that is an act of treason by the folks in Greece who have identified Papandreou, the prime minister, as a treasonous rat that they need to get out of. They're fighting against the Troika. And it just came out today, Alex, that the advisors who are advising the Greek government now on the assets that need to be sold to pay the debt, and the debt, of course, was not originated in Greece. The debt was foisted onto the Greek people from outside, from the global banking cartel. Now, to settle the debt that the people themselves had nothing to do in incurring, Deutsche Bank will get their state gambling monopoly. Credit Suisse will get the state lotteries. The Rothschilds and Barclays will get the road concessions. PricewaterhouseCooper will get the railway. France's BNP and Greece's National Bank are getting the airport concessions. And Lazard are going to get the Greek trust and loan funds. So here you have a who's who of the global banksters. They're carving up the economy in Greece using the debt that was never there to begin with, that they just forced onto the people using inside cronyism with the prime minister involved, clearly, to carve up the country and take those assets, and the country is, in effect, losing its sovereignty. And this is what we're seeing across Europe, and we're going to see it in the UK, in the US, and North Africa, and in the Mideast. This is the model. This is how people are losing their sovereignty. And it's happening in Greece. It is the roadmap. It's the model.
That's right. Max, stay there. Max, we've got to go to break. We're going to come back. And this is on record. I saw a few months ago the head of the Irish Central Bank said, we don't owe this money, but we want the foreign banks to own and run us. Incredible.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Busy during the break trying to find the BBC and Irish Times headline where a few months ago the head of Ireland's central bank, a former Goldman Sachs guy, said, we want Ireland to be run by foreign banks. Yes, we don't owe this money, but it's good to owe it. So this is too big to fail. Banks that did all this betting, and then they get governments to sign on. Then the governments come in and reduce the country's credit rating and say, now you've got to pay us, the people you just bailed out, even more money. Yes, you bail the banks out, then you pay them interest and taxes and carbon taxes. That's in Reuters today. But I did find this one, Irish Times. Ireland's future depends on breaking free from bailout. Remember, Ireland was this shining, wealthy example suddenly of Europe, and then overnight they sign onto the euro, they're imploded, they're in debt to the bankers. Max, you're an expert in this. I mean, how do you describe a fraud this overwhelming to people? The bankers, this inner coterie of six global banks, they engage in mass fraud, and then they have all the government officials as their former alumni openly being paid off by them, and they sign you over. I mean, I saw in Greece, where you're about to go, where hundreds of islands worth billions apiece that Greece has are being given in some cases to American hedge fund owners as payment to them for fraud they created. I mean, this is like I rob a bank and I get a gold medal for it. I mean, this is insane, Max.
Well, it's like what we used to do on Wall Street, the leverage buyout or a hostile raid. You use the collateral of the company, or in this case the country, as the collateral for the loan that you use to take over the company or the country. Then you sell off the component parts and you keep what's left as the profit. So this is, you know, Greece is only a $300 billion country, so it's not even as big as Walmart. One U.S. company.
And that's why they want to implode countries, because then they get to buy them up for pennies on the dollar.
Right. And you mentioned it before. You know, the question is how does this all happen and why so, you know, has it gotten so out of hand? And you mentioned it earlier when you talked about repeal of Glass-Steagall. That in 97, that was a huge step in the wrong direction. But then in 2000, at the very last few moments of Clinton's administration, you had the introduction of the Commodity Futures Modernization Act. And this allowed banks and fund managers to go from that, let's say, 10-to-1 ratio that you were talking about earlier to 30, 40, 50, 60-to-1 ratio. And so they were able to borrow. In the case of Greece, for example, it's a $300 billion economy, but the bets that are being made against Greece equate to $3 to $4 trillion in derivatives and credit default swaps. And there's no end to the negative bets that can be created, because you just create them at the flick of a switch from nothing. They're just produced electronically. So no matter what the Greek people do to say that they're going to pay off whatever debts that they never incurred to begin with, Wall Street will just create 10 times more of that in a negative bet and saying, oh, well, it doesn't really matter because, in fact, you owe us 10 times more. And then Moody's and S&P and Fitch, the so-called neutral credit rating agencies, who are also in on this, basically, cartel, this mafia, they are constantly downgrading the bonds of Greece. And, of course, this is making it impossible for them to get out from under this mafia control. So, yes, that is correct. They want to be able to buy islands. They want the airport. They want the lottery. They want the transportation. They want the infrastructure. They don't want to pay more than a penny on the dollar for it. And it's a hostile raid coordinated by the government. George Papandreou, the prime minister, is involved in this. He's committing an act of tyranny, as described by the people there in Greece, as well as these funds. And John, Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, was in Greece just 2 years ago with John Paulson, who's one of the biggest hedge fund managers in the world. They had a meeting across from the Acropolis discussing at that time, and this has been recorded, how they would carve up the destruction of the country. And John Paulson started making these incredible bets against Greece, just like he made those incredible bets against American housing, making those subprime bets that made him over $1 billion in profits in 1 year, betting against American
That's
housing.
Right, because they...
Using inside information that was passed to him from Goldman Sachs. That's why Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO, is facing possible perjury charges in front of Congress and the Department of Justice, because he's lied about his relationship yeah. with the fund managers in passing inside information. And on that note, let me just make a quick observation here. It's come out recently that senators and congressmen in Washington, this is really incredible, Alex, they are exempt from any insider trading law. You can look this up on Google. If you're a Washington senator or a congressman or a staff member, you can trade on inside information completely outside of any law that's supposed to prohibit that. You are exempt from any of those laws. So the people who manage money in those circles, they're constantly making 10-20% more than the market, because they're saying they're such astute money managers. But there's a direct pipeline.
No, that's why people get into Congress. That's why billionaires will pay $100 million to get into Congress, because they can make another billion out of it. But let's stop there and explain something to people. The Democrats are saying, give us more government, go into more debt, because they're bought and paid for by the big mega banks. The Republicans are saying, slash everything with austerity, but not so we can get out of debt. No amount of slashing, and I've seen the numbers, would get anywhere near getting us out of debt. It's designed, so folks need to understand that. These Republicans saying austerity, privatization. Austerity and privatization means being gang raped by the offshore banks who control both parties and the leadership. There's the headline, insider trading rules that don't apply to Congress. We've got the Wall Street Journal and others. And Forbes. That's Forbes on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, in case you're a new listener or watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and think Max is making this stuff up. On screen, Forbes, right there in your face, and that's from June 1st, just a few days ago. So this is the criminal takeover. It's why they're so arrogant. It's why they're setting up the police state here domestically, because they don't want you to take your government back and prosecute them. So understand, you could cut everything. You could get rid of all entitlements. You're talking about less than a couple trillion a year max. They have created 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. They've had their criminal agents in government worldwide. They put their people in everywhere, sign on to the debt. They tell you it's your debt, and now you have to give them all your infrastructure, raise your taxes, cut your Social Security, take your private pension funds, take the veterans' pension funds. It's all happening debt bondage. In closing, Max Keiser, what do you make of the good news, though, with the robo-signing suits and all the rest of it, and Bank of America, CBS News, having one of their branch banks seized? The deputies threatened to take the money out of the cash register, out of the bank till, to pay the family that had their home, that they never had a mortgage with Bank of America. They never had a mortgage. They paid cash. And Bank of America knew this, but still, all over the country and the world, banks are taking houses that they don't even own. I mean, this shows that the facade of these crooks in suits is imploding.
Well, there's another big side to that story. The side that you described, and I've been listening to the show and you've been talking about it, the fact that the banks have illegally been foreclosing on folks, and that's after they illegally induced them to take on mortgages outside of the law to begin with. But there's another big side to the story, is that once they made these illegal mortgage loans, they packaged them and sold them to foreign investors and foreign banks as a securitized loan. And now the banks at these foreign banks are saying, wait a minute, you sold us a $20, $30, $50 billion package of securitized loans, but we know, reading the papers in the U.S., that those loan documents don't exist. So these securities that you sold us are invalid, and now they're trying to push those back to the U.S. government. And the U.S. government, as you also reported, are buying 98% of their own treasury bills, and they're buying some astronomical sum of their own treasury paper.
Wait, I thought it was 75.
Don't want to buy U.S. paper.
I thought it was 75, Max. You're saying 98%?
Well, the number that you quoted earlier on the T-bill market was over, it was a 90%, over 90% on the T-bill market, which is the very liquid paper that they're not buying anymore. That's not the 10-year.
But the issue here is they're selling mortgages in these packages when they never even own the house. This isn't just they're selling bad loans. Why shouldn't they, though? If they're going to engage in all these crimes, Max, why not go all the way?
Well, this is why you talked about austerity measures. In the United States, the poison on offer is not austerity. The poison on offer is inflation. And that's why in the U.S., the problem is the food and energy prices are skyrocketing, because to pay for all the malfeasance, the government is creating more and more and more money, the things that Ron Paul talks about all the time. So the average American is having their food and energy prices go up in value.
Absolutely,
while at the same
Max.
Time, their house prices are falling in value.
You're
They're
right.
being squeezed on
We're out of time, Max. MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll have Max back later in the week if he can on the inflation bomb. That's how they're robbing you. They're crooks. Wake up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.